The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Your energy level and health are not where they should be. Tune into Energy, Medicine, and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
Hi, you are here with Dr. Ann Deatley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, Energy Medicine, and Optimal Health. The topic today is Awaken to Quantum Age Thinking. Being awake means you understand the quantum universe. Being awake means you are living the principles of quantum physics. Being awake is living in the quantum age and realizing the real world is beyond the four dimensions and the five senses. Being awake in the quantum age means there is a new way of thinking that helps us transcend limited thinking and create a dream life. Awakening can only be a direct, personal, present moment experience. Leaps of consciousness helps us to realize that changes can happen in an instant. Quantum think is about training your mind and developing intent. When you quantum think, you think fully dimensionally. Quantum think is tapping into the wisdom of the universe and infinite intelligence. Quantum think is knowing how to be healthy in all your dimensions and transforming negative experiences into positive ones. Quantum think is transforming, optimistic, and life-enhancing. When you master your mind, you master your life, and you can live radiantly. So today, I'm very honored and very excited to introduce you to my guest, Diane Collins, who's just absolutely amazing. She's a graduate of University of Miami in philosophy and psychology, and she's had a varied experiences. She's been a corporate manager. She's been award-winning photographic artist, video producer, and a consultant to business executives and entrepreneurs. All those experiences contribute to her gift of originality and to express complex universal subjects in clear and powerful ways. Diane is one of the foremost thought leaders of our time, and she's a leading authority in New World View thinking and author of the highly acclaimed, award-winning bestseller, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That Will Rock Your World. Dedicated to people living spirited, joyful, and masterful lives, masterful lives through leaps in awareness and new thinking, Diane created the groundbreaking new system of thinking, Quantum Think, for living the highest and best in everyday practical life, integrating science, philosophy, and spirituality, and drawing on sources that range from cutting-edge scientific innovations to the wisdom of the greatest spiritual leaders. Welcome, Diane.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ann. That was wonderful. I enjoyed listening to the opening so much.
Yeah,
what it is to really live from a new worldview and from the expansive way of being and living. And I love, of course, living radiantly. That's beautiful.
Well, that's
Thank
my theme.
For having
I want
me.
That for everyone.
I know. And that's really what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's all captures when we can get into the fully dimensional living. It's really when it just radiates out, what's inside radiates out fully. That's when you know, you really make a contribution to the world. And I think we have the opportunity in every instant to do that.
We certainly do. And this is why, you know, you said, I call it the quantum think mantra. When you master your mind, you master your life. Because when I talk about mind, it's really beyond just the cognitive, you know, left brain that people think of when they say, oh, you know, forget your mind and connect to your heart. Well, as you know, I'm sure, Anne, that from a spiritual mastery perspective, that the mind is, first of all, it's, I think of it as our individualized form of the great mind, the great consciousness, infinite mind, mm-hmm. however you want to relate to it. And that, so it includes, I was going to say, the mastery traditions often say the mind is located, the seat of the mind is the heart. So it's located in the spiritual heart. And of course, we know today that even on a physical, in a physical dimension, that the heart contains the same type of cells, neuronal cells,
as the brain.
As the brain. So it's all, of course, all connected. And so when I just wanted to make that point, because when I say when you master your mind, you master your life, it includes all of it, your thoughts, the meanings you give your thoughts, which give rise to your experience, your emotional response to the meaning. And of course, the subtle energy and all of it that goes along with it. As I say, all of the above, because you mentioned about living fully dimensionally. But the idea of when you master your mind, you master your life, is that all of that said, that the main activity of the mind is thinking. So in a very, you know, moment to moment, daily, very practical way, you know, as rich or poor, young or old, black or white, we all have to deal with our mind. And this is why I say, when you master your mind, you master your life, because to be able to emanate that radiance in its purity, and I know this is the work that you do with people, is to be a catalyst for people to be in that state, that it does require having, I would say, a consciously awakened relationship with your thinking, with your mind.
And we're not really talking about the ego here.
No, we're not talking about the ego because...
I just want to make that clear for our listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I like to think of it as both and, you know, when you mm-hmm. say, what is quantum thinking? And I had, along the way of my life, I discovered, I call it the revelation, is that we imagine we think freely, independently, that we're choosing our thoughts. And of course, we have that opportunity every moment. But like everything in this world, in this universe, functions as a system. And the discovery is that our thinking takes place as a system. And the system, even what we're able to think, is in sync with, contingent upon, the prevailing worldview. So what does that mean? Very simply, you know, what we believe to be true about the nature of reality and how it works. I'm going to get to the ego. This is a little roundabout way there. But, and so what quantum think is as a system is to be able to make the distinction between thinking that has been shaped by the quote I lovingly call the old world view, the industrial age world view that a lot of people talk about. I'm sure you have people on your show talking about it. Often called the classical mechanical worldview, mechanistic. The universe as machine, the universe as only matter is real. That was the declaration of that, the beginning of rational science, as compared with the current worldview, which we can call, for short, the quantum worldview, which, as we know now, that the cutting-edge science now declares, well, the universe is more like a giant mind, like a giant thought, than a giant machine, and that it is multidimensional, and that we do exist in invisible fields, and this is how we're related. So when I'm talking, when you ask that good, very good question about the ego, oh, one of the characteristics, you know, to make this leap from when you're quantum thinking, in essence, what you're doing is you're making a literal quantum leap in consciousness, a quantum leap in mind from the framework of an industrial age shape thinking, which is, you know, shaping our thinking as seeing our life in parts, you know, business, pleasure, material, spiritual. And we don't even realize that even those of us who are, you know, with an intent to live the highest, the most conscious life, we're still very much, all of us, under the influence in our thinking patterns of that old world view, that linear step-by-step looking at the circumstances to see, you know, what's possible and what's not, rather as distinct from operating from the natural faculties of mind, such as intent, intuition, subtle energy, resonance, and the meditation. That's what I call the five natural faculties. But getting back, so now when you go from the old worldview to new worldview thinking, you make that leap from the either or mechanism. You know, the old worldview said, well, if we could figure out what everything is, we could predict and control nature. And so when you think about that, how would that influence our thinking? Predict and control. You'd have to determine things are either this way or that way. You know, there's something they thought was fixed about reality, that the world out there, you know, objective from us, that there is something out there. And of course, the new worldview, the quantum worldview, is that there's nothing fixed about reality. You know this, because it's energy in flux, informed by intelligence. And so when you go from that either or to the both and way of thinking, then you realize that simultaneously play in, let's say, this incarnation. So you could say, that's how I think of ego, you know, the role we play. I'm a woman, you're a man, you know, I'm a teacher, you're an architect, whatever these various roles that we play in life as part of the beautiful play of consciousness that we're all participating in on this earth. And at the same time, we are also that, so that you could say is the immanent self, immanent being. At the same time, we're also that transcendent being, that transcendent self, that unlimited, infinite awareness. And it is this, of course, transcendent self where we are able to see what's going on in our mind, right? Be able to make the choice, to be able to tune into energy fields, to be able to work with energy and all of what we do in terms of seeing where we have automatic and habitual patterns of thinking or patterns of being that I like to take in out of the I depersonalize it by saying, maybe that's just a vestige, this automaticity that we all, you know, you work with repatterning. So it's kind of a similar thing where it's a repatterning of our thinking when you're quantum thinking, because which of course affects the energy and then, you know, the experience and the results. But it's that I call that maybe a just a vestige. It's nothing personal to any of us. There's nothing wrong with us per se. It's that we're all still a little bit at the effect of an earlier stage in our evolutionary cycle of humanity where the science had to organize, categorize, create the scientific disciplines. I mean, all the genius that gave rise out of that rational science. And when we look at, as this is what I do, is how that influences our thinking, is that we can now begin to distinguish through our own awakened awareness where these just automatic habits of thought, I call them least action pathways, the least getting to it whatsoever. And it gives you a new relationship with your thinking where you can master your mind, master your life, because you look at it and say, oh, there's that least action pathway thought, you know, a disparaging thought.
Yeah, which keeps us limited. So let me just say, that really keeps us limited when we're not our transcendent self and we're not thinking that anything is possible or that there's infinite possibility. We look at when we're mechanistic, the rational way is just this is the four dimensions and this is the five senses and that's all there is.
Exactly. And you know, the interesting thing is, Anne, is that we're not even really saying that to ourselves, though.
No.
You're distinguishing it exactly. It's that it's playing in the background. It's like, right? And that's why I say a quantum leap in consciousness is you're making the leap to not trade in, you know, quantum thinking for all, you know, mechanistic thinking, but an expansion in your awareness so that you're looking from the principles rather than at them from, let's say, an undistinguished or an undifferentiated point of view. So, yes. So what you distinguish, you know, the four dimensions, and it really is when you look at our all of the institutions that we live in the, you know, developed world, our educational system, the judicial systems, you know, of most countries, you're guilty or you're not, you know, there's no, that's it. It's all kind of either or. Certainly the politics, we can see how that's playing out.
Right.
So it's in the background shaping things,
how we react and how we behave and how we think. Yeah,
exactly.
We have to stop for commercial and we'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Why do people behave the way they do? The study of human behavior is one of the most interesting facets of life. Human behavior gets played out in a limitless number of ways. Now, there's a radio program that explains the why and the how of what we do. Human Behavior, What a Trip, is hosted by Dr. Jonathan Brouwer and will include interesting guests as well as call interaction from people like you. Let's have fun with this together. Listen every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. you'll learn about holistic and practical health in six key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, and we are talking to Diane Collins, and we're talking about awakening to quantum age thinking. Diane has written a fabulous book called Do You Quantum Think? So this is all about being in the quantum age and thinking like the principles of quantum physics. Okay, so let's talk about intent. You kind of introduced that, so let's talk about why intent is so important in this quantum age thinking.
Great. When you look at the core, what I consider the core distinction of the quantum age, and, you know, I just want to say quantum thinking. My book, I tried to make it very much fun to read and, you know, it's not a heavy intellectual thing. It's more about connecting to your own awareness as you read Do You Quantum Think? So the idea, Anne, is that we all, it's not that I'm telling someone something they don't already know. Every one of us knows this in somewhere in our being. Mm-hmm. And what happens is that when we distinguish it in our present moment awareness, which I call the art of distinguishing, a new worldview of learning, what happens is that we create an experience in the moment through just being able to language it, to articulate it, and bring it into awareness through language in such a way that we create a new relationship with whatever it is we're talking about. So you could call that a transformation. Sometimes, you know, it can be a leap in awareness, whatever it is. So when we talk about what is the core distinction of, or I like to think of it as two very important things as it relates to intent in the quantum world view. The first one is that we're living in an observer-created reality. That's the principle that I call it. In quantum physics, they call the observer effect. What does that mean? Now, this is central to the idea of intent, is that even though in the physical dimension, we do look separate from one another and separate from the objects around us, you know, we can say the inner and the outer external world. But in fact, there are no actual separations because we exist in fields, in these invisible energy intelligent fields. Which, again, I know you know quite well yeah. because this is what you work with all the time. So we could say, so that's one thing, the observer effect, or I say it quite simply, what you bring is what you get, right? Mm-hmm. So if there's no separation, and the spiritual masters said it this way, the world exists on the screen of your own consciousness. So you know, or in the words of my friend and mentor, Dr. Fred Allen Wolf, there ain't no out there out there. So it's how we hold, that's how he says it, how we hold, I made it in proper English in my book when I was, There's no out there, but when he said it to me personally, there ain't no out there. And, you know, because of this observer effect where our, and this is what we have not, of course, learned in traditional education, not yet, as I like to say, I'm sure that it will be changing,
yeah,
is about the mind to mind and mind to matter influences, connections that in fact, we do influence the field of energy, as you know, with our minds, what we hold in our awareness. So what is the central dynamic? If you wanted to, you know, when we talk about, quote, creating your reality, that the central dynamic is the dynamic of intent, the active dynamic. So what is intent is where you hold your focused attention. So I say it something like this, that intent expressed as thought, experienced as feeling, like a feeling tone, more like a resonant feeling as distinct from, it can be emotion, but including emotion, but a resonance of your being.
Well, everything is energy, so everything is resonance.
Actually, as the physical, but it manifests instantly as how you're experiencing in a relational field, right? In the more subtle fields, that's an instantaneous. Do you find that in your work? You can make an instantaneous shift in the energy field.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So how does that happen? So you could say that, okay, so this is what the first principle, the observer effect. Now, so as I say, what you bring is what you get. And this comes, of course, from the scientific observation that when scientists were attempting to examine an energy particle, let's say, an energy under the microscope or through whatever instrumentation, that the actual instrument of observation was influencing what they were looking at. So there comes the uncertainty principle, that you can never get an absolute certainty about what you're seeing because the nature of reality is energy in flux, right? Always shifting and changing.
Yeah, just by thinking about it, just by looking at it, just by, you know, connecting with it, you're changing it.
Exactly. So in the physical, of course, the energy is in such a dense, you know, tightly packed and ultra, 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 ultra slow moving state. I'm not a scientist, by the way, but I study a lot of the science and the experiments on this, that we don't, you know, our perceptual apparatus, we don't experience that it that way. But the good news is, and this is the other principle that I find in the void God.
Sarah? Yeah, we lost you for a minute or maybe 2 minutes.
Okay.
So are you talking into the microphone?
Yes.
Okay. Just make sure you keep there. And I don't know what the connection
I am because it's attached.
Okay. Right.
It's attached. Let me just make sure.
Okay.
That
so we can hear you now. So you
good?
So we lost you in the second principle.
Okay.
So we're hanging on bated breath.
That's perfect if you're able to. The second principle, which I feel is essential to really being able to master, you know, creating a conscious creating your experience, your life, your outcomes in life, is to realize that there are no absolute fixed realities, and I'm talking about an everyday, practical, daily, human, everyday life that we deal with, our relationships, our work, our, you know, our state of well-being for people, everyday life, that because everything is energy in flux, continuously shifting and changing, and that we, as human...
Okay, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back.
your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
Have you figured out what's not working in your sex life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her sex life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure. Her guests also come from the sexual health and wellness industry. And together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get the sex life you've always longed for. Let's Figure It Out Intimately airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Every weekend, take some time out of your schedule for New Reflections, featuring Dr. Adam Rubenstein. It's a show about all things aesthetic, from skincare to plastic surgery, health and beauty. You'll learn about the aesthetic products and procedures to embrace or avoid. Each show will feature live, virtual, interactive consultations that you'll be able to follow along with and featured guests from the world of beauty and aesthetics. Listen Saturdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, for New Reflections with Dr. Adam Rubenstein on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor. And we're having trouble with our connection here with Miami. They're having, where Diane is, they're having a storm. So I apologize for any breaks in this conversation. So we were talking about the second principle. And there's no absolute fixed realities. Everything is energy, and energy is in flux and can change in an instant. And as humans, that's where you left us off. So why don't you continue about that?
And as for, you know, for everyday human activities, the things that are important to us, our relationships, our work, our well-being, our peace of mind, our recreation, our ability to have fun. And, you know, the experience of that, not just our ability, but to actually be in that radiant joy. And I like love the way that that's the focus of your work. So when you realize, now why is this important with regard to the use of this very important faculty of mind, intent? Because the old worldview has basically, you know, unwittingly trained us that circumstances are fixed. You know, we have to manipulate our way around it, or we want to change the person who we love so much. If only my mother would be more fill in the blank, you know, or my coworker, or whoever it is, or even with your relationship with yourself, Anne. So when you realize that we're living in this observer effect. What we bring is what we get. Well, as human beings, as people, what do we bring to our observation that's shaping our experience and the way that we relate to others and see life? We bring our own assumptions, conclusions, right?
Yeah.
And
our programming.
Yeah. And so these are the things that when you become aware that, you know, you're going to a family dinner and you have some kind of a conclusion that you've made about the way your sister is, for example. Well, until you can bring that into your awareness as an arbitrary, it is, you know, a conclusion, even if you have evidence, you know, 10 years of evidence stacked up, it doesn't matter, because the beauty, the absolute genius of life that we have been endowed with, just literally by divine, you know, being born here, is that we can literally shift the circumstances by not being attached to whatever assumption or conclusion we have made. And you know, I think there's I love the quote from Orville Wright that I have in Do You Quantum Think. I'm going to paraphrase it. I can't remember it exactly. But he said, if, you know, Orville Wright with his brother who did the first airplane flights, that he said, if you believe that things are true the way they are, that there'd never be any progress. And I wish I could find that quote now, because he said it a lot better than I did. But you get the idea of it, because
Right. If
you believe the thoughts that visit your mind, which most of them, as I say, aren't even our own. They're just visiting from the surrounding mind field, thoughtosphere, as I'm fond of calling it now. You know, we're in fields, so we pick up thoughts that are not ours, that are there from who knows where, and it doesn't matter from where. And we can make these distinctions instantaneously between a thought that we originate and a thought that just is coming in, that we don't have to own, we don't have to latch on to, we don't have to be attached to. So when you look at, you're going into this dinner, I like to use very ordinary examples, right? Because this mm-hmm. is life. This is how we live. And you can see that you have a conclusion that is not, for the relational field, it's not the most harmonious, let's say, conclusion that you could make between you and your sister. Then what we have the opportunity is to notice it, interrupt it, realize the quantum worldview. It's not the truth. There's nothing absolute about your conclusion. It's just a thought that you don't have to identify with or own any longer. And interrupt it, and that is the state from which you can create a new intent. You see what happens, Anne, you asked a very important question about this intent, the nature of intent, is that the difference between, this is the difference between quantum thinking and positive thinking. It's good to have positive thoughts, of course, but positive thinking is like having a positive thought or affirmation that's on top of a negative conclusion. Or as my husband and partner, Alan Collins, says, putting jelly on top of peanut butter and pretending the peanut butter is not there when you take a bite. So it's to realize that those negative conclusions that you're holding in your resonant field, in your being, are not the truth. You don't have to own them anymore. You can literally... Now, what do you do with them? Well, the thought comes in. It got there before you did. So who is the you? You know, your mind is your life, because what you hold in mind is giving you experience, and you are not your mind. You are that transcendent awareness who is able to be conscious of what is entering your mind. And it's in that state, which we could say is a meditative state. That zero point state where we call it, you know, the silence within, where that is the state where we have choice, where we can connect to a different reality. And so the different reality is, what is my intent going to dinner with my sister right now? My intent is, and you always say it, of course, in the omnipresent, the present tense, is that we are in the experience of our love for one another. We're having more fun than we've ever had. And, you know, you could make up anything. We have great respect for one another. We're really listening like we've never heard before. And it's not what I'm saying as these statements of intent, Anne. It's not that they're the truth. It's no more the truth that, you know, my sister doesn't listen than we are intently listening to each other. Neither of those statements are the quote, truth. They're neither true nor false. It's a chosen context. Intent is a chosen context that you are choosing to live from. And that intent, the nature of intent is it's an, as the way that I like to distinguish it, is that it's not a future goal. I make a distinction between intent and intention. Intention being a course of action, also, of course, infused with energy, that leads to a certain end result. Whereas intent, if you use it in the shamanic sense, it's an activation of an energy field within, it's like setting up, you know, we're in a world of infinite possibility, right? And every moment there's another quantum principle. There's an infinite number of ways that you can, you know, focus on reality or that reality can manifest. So what's the determinant is that when you create from conscious intent, you're activating the field, and it's a field of probability that will bring about many results that are consistent, that are resonant with that statement of intent. And this is why this learning to actually, you know, have a greater understanding and to really master, which is quite easy when you become conscious of it this way, the use of these natural faculties of mind. Just everything, it's amazing, but you know, I mentioned my husband, Alan. We've been doing this work in quantum thinking for, I don't know how, I gave up counting the years because it ages, right? Let's live in the timeless, ageless reality. But the it's for many years, more than 15 years, with people of all walks of life, all over the world. So it's this is what I'm talking about. It's not a philosophy. It's an actual practice that integrates what I think of as my mission in life, with a capital M, is to, for all of us, to go from knowing the wisdom, right? Knowing the wisdom of the ages, the ancient wisdom, the cutting edge, new fields of energy medicine and all the rest of it, to go from merely knowing it conceptually to actually integrating it, to be the walking, talking embodiments of it. And this is a simple way of accessing that, is just through the art of distinguishing and learning these faculties of mind.
Beautiful. Wow. It just seems so easy.
It is.
You know, yeah.
You know, it actually
it seems,
is.
It seems, you know, conceptually, it seems hard for us when we've been programmed in the mechanistic view that's so limiting. And when you talk about it, just think about it in these new ways that, yeah, everyone can just soar to be their best
exactly.
in the moment and
you
beyond.
Know, and this is why the system is so important. The idea of a system, you know, so it was like people say, well, what did, you know, go ahead and think, you know, how'd you come up with this? Well, actually, I say, it chose me. Yeah. I didn't one day say, hey, I think I'll invent a new system. I think, you know, it was just, it came through as we each have the wisdom unique to us, which is very important to connect with right now. That was one thing I thought we could talk about a little bit. You know, so it came through as the idea of the system is, you know, the supermarket aisle is a system. The roads are a system. As we know, the weather pattern, oceanic and, you know, atmospheric systems, everything, the body is a system. So when we make this relationship, when we create a relationship to our thinking as a system, so I thought, you know, well, what was I actually doing, you know, in my own sort of expression of purpose, worldly purpose, was always, you know, in all my conversations, you know, kind of showing people, quote, a new worldview, a new way of connecting to something. Mm-hmm. And so I realized, well, here we have, you know, in the world of the consciousness crowd, as I like to call ourselves, very lovingly, you know, and like to think of everyone being the consciousness crowd, you know, the end of the great divide. But that you know, we're learning about how to master energy. We're learning about various forms of meditation and what I consider meditation not just a practice, but an actual faculty of mind, very important to be able to connect to. And we're learning about, you know, people talk about the law of attraction. And so that has to do with resonance and what we resonate with and what we can attract through what we emanate. And all these different wonderful new modalities and, you know, amazing ways of measuring them now and, you know, the global consciousness project that's going on and realizing that collectively we have an effect through mind on the world. And so I thought, well, what if I could just put this all together so we could relate to it as a system? Because what happens in a system is that this system is like a vortex of energy. Right? So you walk in to this vortex and it takes you with it. And that's what makes it easy, as you said. Mm-hmm. Because once you start having this kind of awareness, it's not like, you know, you're changing every thought that comes through your head, you know. No. But as when you start to relate to it as a whole system of thinking, way of, you know, expanding consciousness as a system, then you put yourself in the wave field of it, and it takes you, and that's what makes it simple. So it doesn't mean that everything is, you know, all hunky-dory like a panacea, like everything is now perfect, but what it does do is your awareness is so awakened, you're so heightened, and you're not stuck with whatever thought that comes through your head because you realize you didn't choose most of them anyway, that you're free to choose, so that if things are working, you know, great, there's nothing to do. But when you have an experience that you know you would like to transform or make it better in some way or heighten an already good experience, then this is the mastery that we're after.
We just have a few minutes left, Diane, and this is beautiful. I hope people really get that that we're all empowered to make these choices on for ourselves. And as you say, we just have to connect or resonate with whatever we're trying to attract or manifest or create. But you touched on, let's talk about how the wisdom comes through us in just a minute.
Yes. And so one of the, I call them distinctions in thinking, principle, so basically the principle in the quantum think system is called the HOLA movement of purpose. And this has to do with, you know, every one of the distinctions has a practice for the mind and awareness so that you're actually integrating what the principle is. And when you, I like to think of the HOLA movement of purpose. The HOLA movement was a word coined by the late great quantum physicist David Bohm, B-O-H-M. And he said, even though everything is one, you know, connected as one whole flowing field, that we don't experience it that way because in the outer world that we do experience, which he called the explicate order, you know, mm-hmm. it's out, it's in our immediate view, that that becomes enfolded. And so he said, and when it goes out of view, then we're no longer relating to it. So we don't see the whole connectivity of it, of the whole field. So he called this the HOLA movement of the universe, that there was this constant unfolding and enfolding. So if you look at this, so I applied this to our life, right? So if you mm-hmm. take the very first principle, which is that we are living in a holistic and holographic, you know, principle of life, and you now, this is like an upper octave of it, the HOLA movement of purpose, if you look at your life as one whole story, rather than how we've been conditioned by the industrial age to see it in parts, right? Mm-hmm. Say, well, when I was, you know, 10 years ago, I had this particular job or profession. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was looking at yours on your website and your LinkedIn, and you used to do research, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now you're doing, are you still doing research?
No.
Okay, so you did that. And now
I took a leap. I took a quantum leap.
You took a leap. Okay. But all of it, see, that's how we think of it. I used to do that. Or I'm doing this work right now. You know, right now I'm a mortgage broker. But this isn't my purpose. And so when you're quantum thinking, what you do is you see your life as one whole story connected. And like a well-written novel or screenplay, there's nothing in it that doesn't belong, and there's nothing in it that's left out. Mm. So this really puts everything in perspective, because the other aspect of life is that everything that happens in nature happens through patterns of relationships. So you look at the patterns of relationships in your life as your whole story. And you start to see the connections. Now, astrology is a very big hobby, I call it, a hobby of mine, but I'm very, you know, an avid student of astrology for very many, many years. And this is what you do, is you look at patterns. You look at the patterns, you know, the energetic patterns mm-hmm. that are going on, the cycles of energies that, you know, what are the energies calling forth in us right now, you know, on the collective and on the individual scale. But you can look at this in your own life and you look at, well, you know, when you were in your work right now, let's make this real. How does that aspect of you, the researcher, even though you're not specifically doing that type of scientific research right now, Ann, how does that show up now as a quality of your, you know, a quality?
It's just, you
of,
know, it's this experience that I, you know, I went through that actually helped me get to this place. But I'm sorry, Diane, we have to close because there's another show supposed to be coming on. So this has been wonderful. We'll probably have to have you on again because we didn't even get through a lot of questions.
I know.
So, get the book, Do You Quantum Think? By Diane Collins. You can find more about me at www.energizeforjoy.com and live radiantly. Until next time.
Thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you, Diane.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.